Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are so glad you're here with us today. The topic of today's lesson is sports, and our title is Let's Play Baseball. Let's Play Baseball. Anna, do you like watching professional baseball?
Well, not on TV, but I do like to go to the games and watch. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you practice English.
Well, friends, today we are talking about a wonderful sport. That sport is baseball. So let's get started. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Bobby joins Rob on the show. They talk about baseball. Bobby manages a baseball team. In baseball, one team is on the field at a time. The other team is at bat. The pitcher throws the ball really fast. The batter doesn't want to get three strikes. If the batter runs around all the bases, he scores a run.
Thank you, Anna. So today we are talking about baseball. Now, Anna, you said you like to watch baseball games at the baseball stadium.
That's right. It's really fun to cheer for your team really loudly. And there's a lot of good food at baseball games, too.
That's right. I always get a hot dog. Well, friends, that's what we're talking about today, baseball. Here's Christina with our keywords about baseball.
Bobby manages a baseball team. A baseball team 就是一支棒球队。名词 team 就是队伍。He is on the school's baseball team. 表示他参加了学校的棒球队。打棒球的时候每局只有一队在场上防守。Only one team is on the field at a time. 这里的 field 就是指球场。挥棒落空或者是投手投了好球你却没有打的时候主审就会判你 strike. He got three strikes. 打击者要攻占各垒这个垒就是 base. 打全垒打就是要从一垒开始跑一圈回到本垒。He runs around the bases.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Rob. And today, we're talking about one of my favorite sports, baseball. Please help me welcome my special guest, Bobby Baseball. Welcome to the program, Bobby. You are on a baseball team, but you're not a player. Is that right?
That's right. I'm the manager of a baseball team.
What does a manager do?
I manage all the players on the team. I also coach them.
Great. Then you know a lot about baseball. Let's talk about the game.
In Conversation A, we meet the guest on Rob's show. He is the manager of a baseball team. Let's first talk about what a baseball team is.
A team is all the people that play a sport together. And there are two teams that play against each other in a game.
That's right. There are two teams in baseball. They play against each other. But Bobby isn't a player? That's weird. He's on the team, right?
Yes, he is on a team. He is the manager of the baseball team. A manager is like a coach, but only for baseball. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Anna, you said the right thing because is that right is today's
calendar phrase.
Is that right?
Is that right?
对吗?
We have a test today. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
It's a big test. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
It's a hard test. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And you forgot to study. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Is that right?
Is that right?
对吗?
All right, so let's talk about a manager. A manager organizes and arranges things. In the office, there are managers. They are like the boss. They organize projects and work for other employees.
That's right. But in baseball, a manager organizes the players and takes care of everything during the game. He manages the team.
So a manager manages. When you manage something, you take care of that thing.
That's right. So they organize things and arrange things. Now, let's talk about the difference between manage and manager. So manage is the thing you do. Manager is the person that does that thing.
Yeah, there are so many words like this in English, Peter, like write and writer. You write and you are a writer.
That's right. Or sing and singer. Sing is the thing you do, and singer is the person that does it. Well, friends, we've learned a lot so far, so let's go on to Conversation B to learn more about baseball.
Sure. In baseball, 9 players from one team are on the field.
And the other team is at bat. They try to hit the ball.
When a player hits the ball, he runs around the bases. But the team on the field wants to stop him.
Right. If he runs all the way around the bases, he scores a run.
Bobby and Rob are talking about baseball. They're describing the game. Let's take a look at a baseball field right now.
Wow, so cool. Yeah, so this is a baseball field. Now, a field, that word, is just a large area, kind of like this. There are grass fields, and farms can have fields too. A field of corn, and a field of wheat. Now, the people around the field, that is the stadium.
That's right, and this field is a baseball field. If you like to play baseball, you've probably spent a lot of time on a baseball field. You know that one team plays on the field and the other team is at bat. Well, let's talk to Christina a little more about that word, bat.
打棒球的时候会有一队的九个球员在场上防守，而另外一队则是担任打击的角色。The other team is at bat. 今天我们既然讲的是棒球，就来看看 bat 这个字。Bat 可以指打棒球的球棒，比如我们要去打棒球。Do you have a bat? 你有球棒吗？ Bat 也可以当名词，打击或击球的意思。所以 they are at bat 就是指他们目前是打击的一方。如果是 batter 的话，就是指打击者、击球的人。另外 bat 也可以当动词用，比如 it's your turn to bat 表示轮到你打击了，这个就是 bat 当动词的用法。
When a player hits the ball, he runs around the bases. Let's learn more from Rebecca about this sentence. Here she is.
Hello friends, if you want to tell someone ifA player does one thing, something else will happen. You can use this grammar point. When a player verb, she verb. For example, when a player scores, she is happy. Or when a player practices, he gets better. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So When a player wins, he jumps up and down and says, "Yeah!"
And when a player scores a run, the whole team cheers. Friends, can you think of an example?
Well, let's talk more about baseball and the field a little more. We said there are bases on the field. The bases are called first base, second base, and third base. There's also a special base called home plate.
Well, we will learn more about how to play baseball right after this break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Today we are talking about baseball. Now, Anna, where does the batter hit the ball?
Ooh, good question, Peter. He stands at home plate and hits the ball. And then where does he run if he hits the ball?
Well, if the batter hits the ball, he runs to first base. Now, let's learn more together in Conversation C.
The pitcher throws the ball really fast, so it is hard for the batter to hit the ball.
Hitting a fast ball can be difficult.
That's right. When a batter swings at the ball and misses, that's a strike.
And if a batter gets 3 strikes, he's out.
Right. When 3 players are out, the team at bat goes into the field.
Then the other team can bat.
In our last conversation today, Bobby and Rob are talking about the pitcher and the batter. So, Anna, what is a pitcher?
Oh, the pitcher is the player that throws the ball. And what is the batter, Peter?
Well, we learned what a bat is, so the person that does that action is a batter. And a pitch is sort of like a throw, but only to the player. We have the pitcher on my side. That person throws the ball, pitches it to the batter.
That's right, and the batter is right here at home plate.
Yes, and the batter will try to hit the ball as well as he can. Now, let's talk about some of these other positions. There is first base. Now, who plays at first base?
Well, the first baseman plays at first base. Right?
Yeah, it's really easy. Second base, second baseman. Third base, third baseman. Now, who plays between second base and third base?
I know this one. That's called the shortstop.
That's right. Now, who's the person that catches the pitch?
Well, the catcher probably catches because the pitcher pitches and the batter bats. Wow. I'm getting the hang of this, Peter.
Yes, you are. Now, there is 2 parts of the field, right? What are they called?
Well, there's infield, which is closer to the diamond, and outfield, which is farther away in the field.
So there are so many words in baseball. It's a lot of vocabulary, so I think Christina can help us review this a little more.
既然今天的主题是棒球，我们就来复习一下今天讲过的棒球名词吧。首先，球场是 field，所以如果说 their team is on the field now，他们的队伍在球场上，表示该队现在是防守的一方。base 是一垒、二垒的垒，一垒是 first base，再来是 second base，third base，本垒是 home base。 那投手是 pitcher，投手投球很快，就是 the pitcher throws the ball really fast. 挥棒落空或者是好球的时候，你会听到捕手后面的主审喊 strike. 如果3个好球出局的话，就叫做 strike out.
Thank you, Christina. That was a really helpful review. Friends, The next time you watch a baseball game or play a baseball game, you can try to use the keywords that you learned today. And let's review them right now. You can follow along with us.
Here's our first keyword today. Manage. Manage. Mom manages the family.
Team. Team. I play on a baseball team.
Field. Field. Which team is on the field?
Strike. Strike. The pitcher threw a strike.
Base. Base. Run to first base. All right, friends, those are our keywords today, so make sure that you practice them at home. And now it's time to look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. I'm Rob, and today we're talking about one of my favorite sports, baseball. Please help me welcome my special guest, Bobby Baseball. Welcome to the program, Bobby. You are on a baseball team, but you're not a player. Is that right?
That's right. I'm the manager of a baseball team.
What does a manager do?
I manage all the players on the team. I also coach them.
Great. Then you know a lot about baseball. Let's talk about the game.
Sure. In baseball, 9 players from one team are on the field.
And the other team is at bat. They try to hit the ball.
When a player hits the ball, he runs around the bases. But the team on the field wants to stop him.
Right. If he runs all the way around the bases, he scores a run.
The pitcher throws the ball really fast, so it is hard for the batter to hit the ball.
Hitting a fast ball can be difficult.
That's right. When a batter swings at the ball and misses, that's a strike.
And if a batter gets 3 strikes, he's out.
Right. When 3 players are out, the team at bat goes into the field.
Then the other team can bat.
Play ball! Monkey Man, I want to be on the baseball team.
Well, Ginger, you can't play baseball.
I don't want to play. I want to manage the team.
Manage? You manage a baseball team?
Yeah, play ball!
Well, Ginger, you don't know how to play baseball.
Yes, I do.
Well, okay. How many players are on the field?
10.
Nope. 9 players are on the field.
Well, I want 10 on my team.
Okay. When the batter swings at the ball and misses, what is that?
It's very bad.
No, it's a strike. And what happens after 3 strikes?
4 strikes?
Oh, Ginger, the player is out.
Out where?
Ginger, you can't be a manager.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we can watch a game.
Yay! Play ball! Take me out.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about baseball. And here to answer my question is Mr. Homer Run. Hello, Homer. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Homer, can you help us answer our question today?
I'd love to.
Great. Our question today comes from Joseph Rodriguez from Cancun, Mexico. Joseph writes, I love baseball. Can you teach me the names of the positions of baseball in English?
great question, Joseph. I'd love to teach you.
Okay, so Homer, every baseball team has someone who throws the ball. What is this person called?
That person is the pitcher. The pitcher throws the ball for the batter to hit.
The batter is the one who is hitting the ball.
Right. In baseball, there are also four bases. Each base has a person guarding it. The person on first base is called the first baseman.
The person on second base is the second baseman, and third base is third baseman.
Exactly, Rob. The fourth base is called home base. The person who guards home base is the catcher.
There are other people on the field too, right?
Yeah. There are people who stand in the outfield. They are the outfielders. There is also someone who stands between second and third base.
This is the shortstop.
That's right. There is one other person that is part of the game, but doesn't play.
Who is that?
The umpire. He watches the game and makes sure everyone follows the rules. He also decides when people are safe and when they are out.
That's right. I love baseball. It's a lot of fun. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thank you so much for joining us today and learning about baseball. Now, we learned a lot of positions and a lot of vocabulary about baseball. But it's also a fun sport. It's not just about vocabulary. Anna, you said you enjoy going to a baseball game. What do you like about it?
Well, I like to cheer for the team. It's really exciting when someone hits a run. And I also like the food there.
Yeah, the food is great. It's just a great experience to go to a game. And the best way to experience the game is go with friends. I usually go with many friends and we sit together. We watch the game, but we also just talk to each other.
And that really is a fun time watching a very fun sport. Well, friends, if you like baseball, come back tomorrow for the second part of our baseball lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.